you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, I saw a masturbation stat yesterday that made me stop masturbating. I was so shocked. It said, not all time, just
right,
in the middle of it. I like to read the paper.
You should never
read stats,
masturbation stats, no. While you're masturbating.
I clicked on something and some clickbait. I'm sorry, Craig, your mic went on. And it was, it said only 57% of men admit to masturbating regularly. And I'm thinking, and it said, one of them said, so I started reading, I'm thinking, and somebody said, well, a bunch of them are having sex. And I'm like, no, even when you're having a lot of sex, you still masturbate. That's just, we've always done that. But it's the other one. It's it said, some guys are not interested. I don't know those dudes.
And I don't want to.
I'm sure they're out there.
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't go up like the old men that can't do it, you know. I mean, I just thought 57 seemed kind
of
low.
No, I think there's a lot of guys.
But then it said five.
There.
It said it gave you five reasons you should do it, and they were all reasons. Some of them were health. Some of them were, you know.
It seems about 43% low.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of guys who just lost the will to live.
Yeah, I don't get that.
What I see is the 60% here. Was in the last month. Yeah, and I'm sure you can
not
find, necessarily in a general sense or this whole year.
Yeah, the last 30 days.
Right, yeah. Like you go to
still, that should still be 100%.
For example, go to a rally where they're speaking against medicinal marijuana and survey all the guys in the crowd there and ask them the last time they masturbated, and they'll tell you they don't even know what masturbation is.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Roll up the crypt keepers of from your state.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Touching the Pepe is a sin.
No, you're right. Your own Pepe, especially. I guess Pepe's Pepe, too. Might not. You don't touch that unless it's. What was the word I used? Consensual yesterday.
Yeah.
Or unless your name is Steve.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
She touched my Pepe, Steve. Right.
But Pepe's the penis in that bit, right? There you go.
Christy and I had the consensual talk yesterday.
Who did?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, 18 years in?
No, not consensual. I was by Freudian. It's is this exclusive?
Oh, well, we had that.
I confused the word exclusive with consensual yesterday.
We had that talk a long time ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you had the consensual. Have you been having sex with me consensually for all these years? You finally came up in conversation?
Well, no, we just wanted to make sure that...
it's still consensual.
This was consensual among both of us. Before we get too far into it, I just wanted to make sure this is consensual. You know, because it's good by me.
Right.
We are celebrating Creative Romance Month.
Valentine's Day.
Oh,
Thursday.
When I say we, I mean you.
No, not me. I'm leaving town.
have a whole month to celebrate creative romance.
I'll make my Valentine's Day. I have to go to Valentine's Day shopping tomorrow, probably, which is flowers and a card. On the day before, it'll be rare for me.
Wow.
It's usually the day of, but I'm out of town. I'm mixing things up this year. For Valentine's Day, I'm leaving.
Yeah, we're going to make the heart grow fonder.
That's right. Yeah, that'll work.
Every time. I wish you were here.
I wonder how many guys are so whipped, though, they couldn't leave that day if they had to. There's got to be guys out there. I mean, we have a long weekend, all of us do, and it's my dad's birthday, so we head back there, and the wife and kids can't come because of school and other activities. But I wonder how many guys can't go anywhere. You ain't going that day.
Yeah, your situation is fine. And
I still leave. I could have left the day after, but I'm leaving that day. For the heart fonder bit, like Todd said.
You know, every year we ask for this, and every year we get no participation. But there's the jugglers out there who got to take care of the wife and the mistress. And we never hear from them.
It's usually two.
Well, they're busy.
Well, it's usually two different cards. The guy will see the mistress before that, on the actual Valentine's
Day. But take a minute out of your busy day there, your busy romance month, and let us know how you handle that.
We shouldn't probably talk about mistresses since we're both leaving town that day. We don't have them.
Okay.
We don't have them, but you know.
Yeah, these are people that have the mistress in the same town.
Oh, that, oh yeah.
Or the same vicinity, at least.
You got to be careful with that.
The mountain is my mistress.
You shouldn't call her that. That's rude.
Yeah.
It's a bad nickname for your mistress. Mountain.
Does the mountain do things to you that others can't or won't?
Yeah, actually.
What's mountain look like?
The mountain breaks him.
What's yeah, it does, yeah. It does break him.
Yeah. Sometimes it does.
Yeah. I guess.
But I forgive her. What exactly is, what'd you call it?
Creative romance.
Romance?
Do something different.
Give me an example of a creative romance.
I'm not creative, nor romantic.
Yeah, who are you looking at here?
Come on.
Who do you want the answer from?
If I was creative or romantic.
Yeah.
So I should ask that of someone who is at least one of those?
Who at least puts a little thought and effort into it. Someone does. Someone does. Someone puts
new.
Oh, a lot of people go, wait, you know, make the rest of us look bad and go way over the top.
Yeah, but some of that's just
and
stupid.
And do something particularly creative.
Yeah, but you do something way over the top at a certain point, they're going,
romantic.
What are you hiding? Ladies,
yeah, there's that.
If your husband goes way over the top this weekend, he's hiding something. I'm
throwing the guy under the bus.
I am. I'm just helping.
Well, he's throwing us under the bus by going over the top.
No. We're helping. You're not doing anything creative. I mean, you're just leaving because the Foo Fighters had me playing that weekend, and they're not, by the way.
Yeah,
we're gonna get into that.
Thanks.
I'm not laughing. I feel bad for Puss.
You are laughing.
Yeah. Oh, only because it was the Foo Fighters canceled their tour, and Puss is going.
It was two shows.
But you're going to a cool city, though.
Yeah, and we were going for my wife's birthday.
But you was going. But the reason you picked that weekend was the Foo Fighters.
Right. The whole thing was built around that concert.
The Foo Fighters. You ever find out who's hurt?
No.
If it ain't the singer, they should play.
I think that's what happened.
It had to be the singer.
That's my guess.
If it isn't Grohl, they should be playing. The other guys are faceless, except for the drummer. You know.
Yeah, I couldn't name you. Puss probably could.
No, Pat Schmier's in it, but I recognize the other guys, but they're still not Grohl and Hawkins, you know.
I know Pat Schmier.
And Pat Schmier.
And Pat Schmier, yeah. But even then, you still want Grohl and Hawkins, basically, you know. Because Hawkins, I like to watch him drum.
Yeah.
And Grohl's a singer and a guitar player and the main guy. You know?
Please, let's talk about this more. I'll be in tears in about 5 minutes.
Out of all the other stuff going on, that's what puts you in tears.
It's still going to be a great trip, but.
But you're taking your wife, though. I'm telling you.
We're going together because it's her birthday.
But I'm hearing other guys are going to go overboard this weekend, and we're not. So this is the way. Ladies, if your guy goes way overboard Thursday, he's hiding something. That's why you just got to keep it even keel year round, and you're not hiding anything. You know he's hiding something. He's making reservations, taking you out. Kissing your ass, limo, the whole bit. He's hiding something. Take it from guys who used to hide stuff.
Yeah. Is that the same thing he just did for his mistress last night?
Yes, probably. Something like that.
He's doing it twice.
Yeah. He's mailing out two Valentine's cards, and he's checking the signatures on both of them really hard. So he doesn't send the wrong one to the wrong person.
This is why the jugglers don't have to check in, because we're covering the list. That's what I do.
I did that one.
No need for me to call
the card one. I did.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I just got a text message from a buddy of ours who makes a very good point. He says, you guys won't hear from anyone with a mistress because you'll F it up and read their name out loud.
Todd will.
Totally possible,
Don't say my name.
No, just say, don't say my name.
But a lot of times.
In the subject line.
Put that in
the subject line. Yeah.
And
the first sentence.
Yep, both.
Capitalized the whole way.
Put it in there twice.
Or don't give your name.
Yeah, but there's an email address. We'll screw it up somehow.
Yeah, you don't want to give us any chance of that.
Yeah. We don't pay attention to some things here, if you noticed. So that's on you if you email us.
I would suggest if you don't have a lot of money, you know, or
just have
a lot
sex
of time,
with both of them.
Well, no, just like
shower beforehand. That's rude.
Put a tent down in the living room and then sleep in the tent that night. Since you can't do it in the backyard.
A fort with your couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, sleep in the fort.
Oh. That would work too.
Banger in the fort?
Yeah.
That's romantic.
Right in the fort.
It is. Hey, I want to bang you in the fort. Where's that? Well, flip over.
Let me show you.
Right there's the fort. Where's the fort?
That's the
right there.
That's the creative part there.
Banger in your fort.
The fort's the romantic part, and banging her in the fort.
That would be kind of cool,
that's
though. That'd be creative. Build a little fort with couch cushions and some blankets on your living room floor. We're going to sleep in the fort tonight.
See, there you go. That's the kind of creative romance that this whole month is built around.
Right. Do it right.
Good job, Tyler.
Do it right in the fort.
Good job. You've got this down. Then, you know, that's for people that may not want to spend a whole lot of money.
And even the wife might not. The wife might not want to spend it either, you know.
Yeah, it'll be cute.
Right. Right in the fort.
She gets it right in the fort.
The couch fort. You're right. Right in the fort.
And she's grateful.
Stick it right in the fort. And it's more importantly, Craig, you're right. She's grateful. Happy Valentine's
That'll
Day.
That'll be the day.
As you you have an orgasm in your couch fort. That's romantic.
It is.
Especially if the kids come down.
Well, not when you discuss it. If it happened in real life, it might be kind of romantic.
I don't know. The wife's
giving up the details.
I just think somebody's going to try the fort now.
They should.
Let us know. Try that fort bit. Some of your wives aren't listening. You can get away with that.
Yeah, or a little pup tent down in the basement.
There you go.
That way you can close the door and you know, the
howl all night.
Right, the kids and the dogs can't come in.
Did you say howl all night?
Yeah, I didn't say that. But somebody did.
Spray the tent.
That's attractive.
Not working for you ladies? You're not all hot and bothered now after that conversation?
Well, they must be. They're not calling.
Good point. They can't reach the phone because they're just excited so much.
That's correct.
He's going to do me in the fort tonight.
That stuck your face.
She's looking at how you can stack the cushions.
Oh, yeah. She's looking around. I want to build a fort and do him in the fort.
That stuck, I imagine, as well.
You might have been cackling over that.
I don't think so.
The first one was clean. I know that.
Right in the fort.
Today's day six of deliberations in the weeks-long trial of El Chapo.
It's the only reason
again, they were yesterday looking through over 200 hours of testimony, dozens of boxes of evidence, and 60 pages of instructions from the judge.
It's got to be just because there's so many charges against them, right? This last
yes,
this long.
And they have to go through them.
Every individual charge.
Yeah. That's why it's taken so long. Right. They got to go through it.
A lot of times they'll do these, like these major bosses of crimes, and they'll go through a litany of charges, you see even on TV, and they'll list 10 or so, and the jury, on the count of this, the jury finds him not guilty. People get all excited. On the count of this, he's guilty. And then there's like 8 guilties in a row.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Tobacco use among middle and high school students is up. They say that teen tobacco use has been on the decline up until recently.
Wonder what happened. Oh, vaping. People went to the real thing, it sounds like, right?
It sounds like. The CDC reports
nearly
5 million students.
Technically, vaping is not tobacco.
No, that's what I mean, but they started vaping and they're just trying cigarettes.
But it is nicotine.
It's nicotine.
Yeah.
And that's what counts.
But not tobacco.
But it's the nicotine that counts.
Yeah, but you said teen tobacco use.
But yeah.
It's still the nicotine that counts. Tobacco is no good without nicotine.
I understand that, but they think... I'm thinking that they were vaping, and now they're just trying cigarettes now.
Well, the vaping has the nicotine.
Right.
So you think the vaping has led to more tobacco use? So
what else would be the reason? It's been going down.
It makes sense that it would, because people don't realize they're getting the nicotine. We have, you know, the stats show that there's a percentage of the kids who are doing the vaping that don't realize there's even nicotine in there.
Smoking is for losers. Vaping is for douchebags.
It's, you know, maybe 20%, but still, that's enough.
Yeah. Especially if it's going down.
It was, yeah, it's been going down for years, but now going back up.
Just toke on that brick that's vaping. Break out your brick.
All right.
don't start smoking, kids. These guys can attest to that. You start, you can't stop.
Yeah, it's the nicotine. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, I think all the other poisons that are in cigarettes are addictive, too. It's just not.
No, it's just the nicotine.
Really?
Yeah, they say nicotines are addictive, right?
Nicotine, period. That's why it's nicotine gum.
That's a good point.
And not other poisons.
Right there are some facts.
Nicotine and other poisons gum.
Well, there may be, but it's the nicotine that we really care about.
There was some longing in his voice when he said that.
Yeah.
It's the nicotine we really care about.
We do.
But good for Craig, though.
Well, yeah, he beat it like it was nothing. Yeah, he just dropped cigarettes.
Dropped them, right?
Yeah, that's it. Well, brilliant.
You were told to drop it, and you did.
Well, you know.
You wanted to stay alive.
At some point.
You wanted to stay alive for your family and your friends.
At some point, you see that. Yeah.
That's which one made you groan more, family or friends?
Yeah.
Most importantly, we'd have to replace you here, and then we don't want to do that.
No,
that'd be a hassle.
That would suck. That would suck.
My friends are fine. Matter of fact, I miss them. I haven't seen them in a while.
There you go.
Arizona is considering calling pornography a public health crisis.
What's happening in Arizona that's not happening in other
places? State Representative Michelle Udall apparently doesn't want her husband looking at pornography anymore.
That's exactly what it is.
She introduced a measure that says that porn, quote, perpetuates a sexually toxic environment that damages all areas of our society.
Well, Michelle's got to do him in the fort, man.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
How many people are killed by porn each year?
I can't answer that. Or I won't answer that.
Because I would probably anger some people if I mentioned that you can't look at porn as a health crisis unless you look at, maybe guns. Maybe guns hurt.
Todd people. Said that, and I agree 100%. But Todd said that.
No, that can't be right.
Todd said that.
Actually,
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, what's more dangerous?
The constitutional rights.
Somebody walks into a school and pulls out some porn. Everybody stays alive. Thank you. What you want to ban, Craig? Right.
Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word. 18-year-old, big ass, public, Asian. Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife, mature, MILF, German, casting, Arabian, amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai, money, student, cartoon, blah, blah, girlfriend, Indonesian, she-male, Chinese lesbian, caught.
What's left, damn it? What's a guy, what is Mr. Udall supposed to look at? His wife's a bitch. I mean, there's really not much else to look at for Mr. Udall.
And again, I got to point out that I am a gun owner, but when's the last time they've had a lockdown drill, an active masturbator drill, because they found some pornography in a school?
Thank you. Oh, that's right. Our governor doesn't care about guns.
When you complain.
Our governor don't care about guns, but he wants to stop medical marijuana. Good point.
Well, and this chick wants to stop pornography.
Right, pornography.
By declaring it a public health hazard.
Because her husband's not getting any in the fort.
Now, this measure would have no legal effect. It would they just want to call it a public health crisis.
Yeah, whatever. But like I said, she covered the whole list there. That's too much. What's Mr. Udall supposed to do? Find somebody else.
I guess.
All right. He's barricaded himself in the house, and he's
an active masturbator.
Going to masturbate himself to death with several different genres of porn.
Yeah. All the stuff Craig
Step
mentioned.
Step in and save him now. We're gonna have to bring in the porn unit.
I like to work on that unit.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.